98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we talk with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation, and Lisa Cripps Downey is with us this morning from BCF. We also have joining us from the region four area Agency on Aging, Christine Van Landingham, and we'll be talking about senior care kits this morning. And we've been talking about those a bit. We usually talk about them annually, but as a reminder, Lisa, can you tell folks a bit about these senior care kits and their importance for folks who maybe don't remember what they're about?
Sure. So there are a lot of seniors out there who live on some pretty low incomes, and we want to make sure that we are helping our seniors. And we do this through our senior endowment, and this endowment helps us to make grants and do projects that not only care for our seniors, but empower them as well. And so the senior care kits, it was inspired by Giving Tuesday. And you've heard a lot of projects, Giving Tuesday, the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, and then Giving Tuesday. And it's a day to remember and support the nonprofit sector. But we kind of turned it upside down and decided to use it as a day to encourage our community to give back and to give back to our seniors. So what happens is volunteers, they pick up a kit of items and instructions on Giving Tuesday, and then they take them home to assemble, and they assemble these items into wrapped gift boxes that will be delivered to our area seniors. And so they have like a Christmas present, and there's a handwritten card in it. And the care kits contain some basic items like toothpaste and lotion and shampoo, but there's other things, like there's a first aid kit and some fuzzy socks and an adult coloring book and coloring pencils. There's some candy. It's a great volunteer project for families. And I think families are doing these projects and talking about the needs that some seniors may have with their kids. Once those kits are all assembled, we're able to give them to Area Agency on Aging and Meals on Wheels, and they deliver them to seniors all over Berrien County. There's over 900 of them being done this year. So that's the Berrien Community Foundation helps support this, Heart of Cook, Upton Foundation, Honor Credit Union, Corwell Health, all work together to make this project happen.
And that is pretty amazing. But there are some pretty, special reasons why you do this project. And it's based on some, pretty interesting statistics about why there's a necessity for doing this project for seniors in Berrien County, right?
Yeah. So the numbers were pretty surprising to me. What we know is 1 in 10 Berrien County seniors are living below the poverty level. That's making less than $12,800 a year. And nearly 20% of Berrien County seniors live at 150% of the poverty level. But when you start factoring in out-of-pocket medical costs, it's 1 in 7 seniors are living below the poverty level. And at that point, you're making everyday difficult choices between basic care items and medicine. The really tough decision that no one should have to make.
And you obviously want to alleviate that burden if you can, and that's where Christine Van Landingham is joining us here to talk from the Area 4 Agency on Aging a little bit about what folks can do to help with helping area seniors and this importance of being a part of this project. Can you talk a little bit about what it means for a senior to be receiving some of these care kits, because their faces probably light up, receiving some of these things, this joy that I'm sure they receive in knowing that somebody cares about them enough to receive this little care package of sorts, right?
You're spot on there, Zach. The things that Lisa talked about that are in the kit are essential. They're important. They are so meaningful to the seniors who are receiving them. The lotion, for some, that's the only hand lotion that they have all year, because they can't afford that. And that's important. The most valuable piece is that it communicates to them when this volunteer shows up at the door with this brightly wrapped package that they have not been forgotten. Their community remembers them. Their community values them enough to put together a care package, that the funders prioritize this, that the Community Foundation and others come together and pack these gifts. This is not something that people went on Amazon and had shipped directly to the senior's door. Gosh, that would be lovely too. But the community came together to make kits, to select specific items that they knew were meaningful to the senior community, seniors in our community, and then wrapped them up and drove them out to their house to make eye-to-eye contact and smile and say, we recognize you, we value you, this is our gift to you, we want you to be well and know that you're included and a valued member of our society. You can't put a price tag on that.
And you kind of touched on it a little bit. The items that are, you know, picked out in these kits are sort of specifically, you know, they've been discussed with the folks at Berrien Community Foundation to be specifically right. picked to make sure that they're, again, part of the care kits to not only help the seniors based on the things that are, you know, going to assist these numbers that Lisa discussed, right. but to help, again, that well-being feeling and also just make sure that it's more than just that stuff, you know, that you can
right.
buy in a store, right? It's just more than that.
It's so much more than that. So the vast majority of these seniors who are receiving these kits are older adults whose care needs qualify them for living in a nursing home, but they've chosen to live at home, and Area Agency on Aging and our network of providers provide that care in the home. So these are some folks with some high care needs. And so over the years, as this project has developed, this has been going on quite a little while. And we've talked with the nurses and social workers and the seniors themselves to say, what's valuable? What do you need? How can we support and delight you? And that's how this targeted kit has developed over time. And it gets refined every year.
And, you know, you mentioned some of the providers that you work with, Meals on Wheels being one of those to deliver you know, senior meals when they need those. How does Area Agency on Aging deliver these, you know, care kits and things? And can volunteers still be involved in assisting with this process in some way?
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity to bring some delight to a senior's life. So we recruit an army of volunteers to go out in December and deliver these care kits. We create routes with 10 package deliveries. So we're not asking anyone to, you know, cover the county by themselves, to pair up with a buddy and go out and deliver, come pick up some kits, deliver them. It's certainly a gift to the senior, but as we hear from our volunteers when they come back, they get as much as they give, just the joy and connectivity is remarkable. So yes, we're still recruiting volunteers, and folks can find that link through the United Way volunteer site. Zach, I think you have the exact listing of that, but we are still recruiting volunteers, and people can go to the United Way website to volunteer, search for senior care kits, and go through that process. It's pretty painless, and we'd love to have you help us out with this.
It's volunteer.uwsm.org, and just search for senior care kits, and you can be a part of that volunteer process. And we hope that you would take that opportunity to do so, because obviously, as you mentioned, Christine, it is beneficial for both sides of folks on the giving and receiving end of things. So,
yeah, and we've had families come out, you know, so moms, dads, kids, grandmas come out and do this as a family activity. It's a great thing to do this season.
Well, I appreciate you letting us, you know all about this morning. And Lisa, as we finish things up here, if folks are, you know, hearing things like the Senior Care Kits project that is done each year, and they're thinking, you know, I want to put together some sort of special thing, you know, an idea that I have, and I want to get this ball rolling, and I just don't know where to start with a neat project to help some sort of need to be met in my community. I should start somewhere. Where should I start? Berrien Community Foundation is always the place to get started, right?
Absolutely. So I love it when people come with, I've got a great idea and how can we help our, I've found something I want to help the community. So you can always start by checking out our website, which is bearingcommunity.org, or give us a call. We love to talk. So it's just 269-983-3304. And we have just so appreciated the families of volunteers, this volunteer army that it takes to do this project in our community. And the volunteer response has been awesome. I'm always so impressed with our community and how we pull together.
Well, let's hope for another continued pulling together here in 2022 for folks with this process. So, and I have a feeling we will. And thanks again to Christine Van Landingham from the Area Agency on Aging for joining us this morning, as well as Lisa Cripps Downey from Berrien Community Foundation. Here on the Coast Social Network, it's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.